Hi, and welcome to SimCast, where we at Senior Insurance Marketing dive into all things insurance. We hope agents can utilize this as another tool to expand their knowledge and better assist their clients.
Everyone, welcome to this edition of the SimCast, Senior Insurance Marketing's podcast. And with me today, I have Eric Lunt, Marketing Director for Bus One Dental. And welcome to our podcast today, Eric.
Thank you so much, Todd. Happy to be here.
Well, hey, Bus One Dental, a great dental product out there on the market for clients. And can you tell us a little bit about kind of maybe the background of how Bus One Dental came about and go from there?
Absolutely. We are thrilled, Todd, with the outcome of this product creation. You know, we saw years ago that there was a strong need in the market for a good dental plan. You know, lots of options out there, but we were running into the agent that wasn't typically happy with the dental coverages out there. So we wanted to create a unique option that the market hadn't seen yet. So we chose Best Life and Health. We went to them about 5 years ago. Their specialty is dental insurance. So it was a wonderful, good fit. But in May of 20 is when we finally came to terms and agreements on the product and approval. And that's when we released the product. So it's been out for a little over 2.5 years with tremendous success. So, you know, a few things that I've learned through this endeavor is how amazing the company that we chose is. They really set the bar as far as support, customers, agent support. They're very good to us. So again, you know, it was a wonderful outcome, and we're very, very pleased with the response that we've gotten off the product as well. So that's really how the product kind of developed, and so here we are today, 2.5 years later.
Well, that's awesome and great. And so what are some of the features of the product that really kind of makes Best One Dental stand out amongst the other dental plans out there?
Well, definitely the $5,000 amount. You know, a lot of our competitors out there just don't offer these high limits. And so we were on to be, you know, a little different in the market to have a $5,000 option. We also have implant coverage. A lot of our competition doesn't want to cover the implant, so we wanted to make sure that that was in there. And then we have a broad range of ages to write this to, 18 all the way up to age 99. We have two premium brackets, 18 to 65, and then 66 to 99. So we do well with the underage, the seniors, as well as the families on this product.
So you're talking about the underage. So what's the underage mean, Eric?
Underage would be 18 to 65.
Okay, got it. So you mentioned the $5,000. So what's that mean?
What that does is it means that the insured gets every year up to $5,000 on their dental expense. It's a calendar year benefit, so it starts every year in January and ends in December and refreshes every year. As they, you know, go to the dentist, they use the policy. It's deducted off their expense, and then whatever they don't use on their visit is left over for the next visit coming in.
So I go to the dentist, and I do, you know, teeth cleaning and exams, teeth cleaning twice a year, and I think x-rays once a year. So if a person were to purchase the Bus One Dental today, when can I start using that just to get my teeth cleaned and do x-rays?
Immediately, as soon as their policy takes effect, which is either the 1st or the 15th, our preventative services on this, or what we call basic, is immediate coverage. So there's absolutely no charge for the cleaning itself or for the x-ray, but there is a $25 copayment per visit. So your initial preventative needs are covered at 100% with that $25 copay.
So I go get my teeth clean, and they say I have to have fillings or maybe something, a crown. Do do I have to wait for that? And how does that
work? No wait for the intermediate services and no wait for the major services. We do 50% in the first year on our intermediate, and we do 10% first year on our major services. And then after the policy anniversary, those percentages go up to intermediate to 80, and then on the major to 60%. So, you know, most typical customers are using this in the second year so that they can use the major service 60% to 5,000.
Wow. Assuming probably the 5,000 max benefit is probably a higher premium than what are the other benefits, max benefits? Is there an amount lower than 5,000?
You know, we have a 1,500 that we call the economy. It's our low cost, low option, but it's a great fit for families. It's a great fit to be added in addition to other coverage. Our policy doesn't have a coordination of benefit rule or requirement. So in some cases, it could pay in addition to an existing coverage. And that's where we're seeing the economy plan sold quite a bit with families. And of course, in addition to, we also have a 3,000 choice. So we have the economy with the 1,500. It only has basic and intermediate services. And then we have the choice 3,000 and the choice 5,000. That has all three services, including the major.
So it could be purchased by an individual, or it could be purchased by a husband and wife, and it could be purchased for their kid, and wife, and a family too, right?
Lots of flexibility. We have individual rates, individual with spouse, individual with children. That's kind of a cool rate. You know, if they have five kids, it's the same price as 10 kids. And the same thing with our family rate. It pays up to the policy limit per person, and they can have as many eligible participants on those tickets as they choose. So,
Wow. That is that's awesome. So getting back to the dentist. So I go to a dentist. So would my dentist... is my dentist in the network for this, or how does the network work and all that?
So what you would typically do, it's very convenient for the agents in their personal selling portal. They actually have the brochure live linked as well as the best dental provider network search. Now, because this is a PPO dental plan, it's very important to use the dentists that are pulling up in the network search. They've agreed to the fee schedules, and what that does is it allows one of our customers to go into a dental office, they take the bill and reduce it down to the fee schedule, and then they owe a percentage of the reduced bill with that copay. So when you use it for the PPO design, it works very, very well on that side.
So if I have a dentist and he's not in the network, and I don't want to change because I've been going with that dentist for 10 years, what would happen then?
Well, I would definitely advise not to do that. Unless you have a good relationship with the dentist and you know that they're not going to, charge you Cadillac fees. Part of the problem with going to an out-of-network dentist is they don't have to reduce their charges. So they're typically going to charge higher for services that we have reduced fees on. So it's not in their best interest to do that. But if they do go out of network, they would need to pay the whole bill up front, submit that to home office. They would reimburse them the in-network amount minus the copay, subject to the balance billing with the dentist.
Got it. So Best One Dental, how many states is Best One Dental in?
We're currently in 25. And that's, we have most of the big states covered. In fact, in Nebraska, we have some very low rates, Tennessee, Utah, Texas, very competitive. We have insanely priced rates in Arizona and Florida. We have some new states coming aboard. Hawaii just was recently approved. We're waiting for another five states to be approved so that we can program those in. But states like California and Kentucky and Virginia are on the forefront to be approved as well.
Wow. So expanding and a great new dental plan that's out there. And $5,000 max benefit is, you know, anymore. It's kind of like when you go to a dentist, it's, you know, as everything else is, you know, the prices are increasing. So a $5,000 would be probably the benefit to go with based upon how things are increasing in price.
Yeah, you know, the reality is a lot of the other options that are out on the market, you know, maybe they have a 1,000 or 2,000 cap. And the feedback that we got from the customers is that that just wasn't enough. And so having a broader, you know, higher amount of a 3,000 or a 5,000 gives them more flexibility to actually have more than one major procedure done in a year. And some of the clients and some of the customers are buying it for implants and having a much higher, richer benefit for the dental services helps absorb some of that implant cost as well.
Yeah, and implants are expensive as well. So yeah, definitely a $5,000 would come in handy for that as well too. So, well, hey, Eric, thanks for taking time out of your schedule. Really appreciate it. If you want to know more about Best One Dental, give us a call here at Senior Insurance Marketing. Our number is 877-800-3080, and be happy to help you out to get you contracted with Best One Dental. And also, if you wanted to purchase Best One Dental, give us a call here as well. We'll be happy to get you in touch with one of our agents, or go to our website at www.simkt.com. Email us through our website, and we'll be happy to assist you as well, too. Again, $5,000 max benefit for individuals, couples, or families, no waiting periods, and $25 per visit copay, plus more, and also implants as well, too, which is huge. So, Eric, again, thanks for taking your time. Really appreciate it. And again, Best One Dental is the best dental out there, right?
Thanks so much, Todd. Appreciate the time.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Be sure to tune in next time as we make the senior insurance market simplified.